Amar Rava. Bach changes it to Amar Rabba. Do I care?
Yes.
You bet I care. Not only that, but we'll see in a second. Or in a few seconds. Minutes. That's going to have major ramifications. But for now, we'll read Amar Rava without the Bach change. V'chein l'Shabbos. And so too for Shabbos. Migo David Doifin Linyan Sukkah Doifin Linyan Shabbos. Migo, since. Why is everyone so far away? Migo David Doifin Linyan Sukkah Doifin Linyan Shabbos. Once it's good for Sukkah, so now it's a Chiddush that it's good for Shabbos. I need some help with this sugya. It's a hard one. Zok the Gemara. Zok Rashi. So again, Rabbi say, just to hold, to understand where we're holding. We spent the last week of Shir explaining the Braisa that Abaye uses to challenge, which ultimately has halachic ramifications. The Gabay Lovin in the Sukkah. Do you really hold of a Migo that Sukkah and Shabbos are absolutely compared? But Tanya, isn't there a brisa that challenges that? Doifin Sukkah, Doifin Shabbos. In general, Doifin Sukkah is like Doifin Shabbos. As long as you have lovehood, and that's why the pashtus of this Gemara and Dav Zayin, whether or not it's la halacha or not la halacha is a question. But that's a But the bottom line la halacha in this Gemara is that lovehood works. So the Gemara says, but what? But we find a difference. That what? V'yishteir Shabbos ala sukkah, shashabbos in etere, ela omid beruv ala poritz. And there's one detail that Shabbos is not like sukkah, that Shabbos is mutter only with omid beruv ala poritz, more structure than opening. And namely what? Sukkah is mutter even if what? Poritz beruv ala omid. Malik, you hear that? Sukkah is mutter even if it's poritz beruv ala omid. Is that going to stand la halacha pearl? That might be dependent on your kasha, which we'll get to soon. But the Braisa seems to sound, the Pashas and the Gemara sounds like by Sukkah, Paritz is Meruba ala Omid. Mashenkin b'Sukkah. My lab, Yisera Shabbos, the Sukkah a Sukkah. Isn't it telling us that what?
Maybe,
what?
Maybe you want some of my fresca?
Hey, some of your fresca? Yeah. Sure. Ruch atah, dinel in a mel, cholam shak, hol nimi rara. Yeah, sofer. Guys, but what? But the Gemara is challenging that what? There's a difference between Shabbos and Sukkah. Sukkah sometimes works and Shabbos doesn't. And the Gemara is assuming what? It's talking about when does it now work? Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkis. You have to follow new rules for your mechitzas, for your Shabbos Sukkah. The Gemara says, my love. Shabbos to Sukkah, a Sukkah? Beloy Amrin Amigo, so doesn't that challenge Rava that it's Amigo? So Gemara says, no, the Braisa meant, lo Yisera Shabbos to Alma, al Shabbos to Sukkah. It's saying that in general, the rules of Shabbos is different, that you need Omid Meruv Ala Poritz, you need more structure than opening. Don't drift away, Rabbi Say, every detail is going to be important. You need more structure than opening. That's on a regular Shabbos, but not when? Shabbos of Sukkahs. Why? How does this work? Mare Rabbi Isai, I have one pshat. Koyach Hazman. Koyach Hazman. Anyone who's a non-believer in Koyach Hazman has a problem, should probably take this Gemara out of their Gemara. There's something about Shabbos Sukkot that the details change. It's true. This is a Thursday morning Parsha Shmuz. That's what it is. It's Koyach Hazman. It's Koyach Hazman. There's a difference, la locha, between the Shabbos of the rest of the year and the Shabbos of Sukkot because it's Mishtatef with and it meets Sukkot. It's a mind-boggling Gemara. I suggest that you remember this Gemara for next year's Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkot. You don't need to even say a word. You just open up this Gemara, read this Gemara, and it's just like the most mind-boggling thing in the world. The rules change. Now here's the question. How much do the rules change? On what level do the rules change? What capacity of this Gemara, how far-reaching is this Gemara? Let's learn some of the details. Yeah, Gabe.
General question. I understand that we're measuring the Omid, but how do we measure the parts?
you take the area where there should have been walls, and they're open.
So we're just measuring the parts where we shouldn't, where like...
I mean, where is the limitation of the structure? If we would have closed off everything, it would have been over here. So now you have more openings. You have these two sides that are open, almost all. And then you could even have openings within the two sides, as long as they're not too large. So now, total, you have more parts. Sure. And where you have spaces within the walls.
Okay.
So yeah.
Just a clarification on meter. When you say meter on Dorfman, it's basically like a blanket rule. It says whatever is true to this, it has to be true to this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nothing can be like stick out. Kind of like,
what do you mean?
As in, there can't be one rule which is like doesn't apply.
Well, that is exactly the premise of the Gemara's Kasha.
Yeah,
the premise of the Kasha is you're telling me there's a Migo, but the Gemara says there's a Yisera. So Gemara says, no, that wasn't talking about Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkos. Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkos, the premise of the Gemara, has got to be parallel. Yeah. All right, I didn't even say anything.
Is parutz something that's like, that there's just nothing there, or can it also be that, like, if there's sun shining in, it'll be considered parutz?
No, it has to be that there's no structure. We don't care. We only care about sun legave schach. Yeah.
We say that.
Guys, if I wanted to figure out whether New York was parts Merubal Omid or Merubal parts, what would I do? I would compare the openings between the buildings and the buildings. The buildings are the Omid and the openings are the...
If we say that Tzoras Pesach is a Mechisa Mide Rasha, how could... Wouldn't...
Slow
down.
And
we hold Omid Merubal Omid parts by Shabbos, could we not say that Tzoras Pesach would make Rosh Siyachim on Shabbos, even though it's Mechisa Mide Rasha?
So we hold... Your Erev in your town is good because we hold the Tzuras HaPesach makes it a Rosh
Hashayach. But how? Because Shabbos and Mechisa needs to be Omid Merubal parts.
So we obviously hold that that's Omid. The one...
It's all space in between Tzuras HaPesach.
Yeah, but we hold Tzuras HaPesach as a Mechisa. You're right that that's...
I'm asking how does that work?
So, Jeremy, if you remember, this your question is really the sugya last two sugyas ago. If you remember, Shitas HaRamam, when we gave Max Steinberg a hard time, that the Rambam holds that if you have just Tzuras HaPesach, he holds that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work when it's parts Merubal Omid. So that is good for the machlokes between us and the Rambam. And that your question will be the nafkamina whether or not you could have an Erev in suburbia. That's exactly what he's saying. The Rambam says Tzuras HaPesach works, but it doesn't work in a case of parts Merubal Omid. So according to the Rambam, a Tzuras HaPesach would only work when you have structures. But we hold that, no, you could have Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides. But guys, I don't want to talk about this. Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question?
No, not a random question. Yeah.
From based off yesterday.
Yeah, no. So then ask it after Shir or during Shir. Yeah.
So like in an opposite vein, if let's say I'm in like a trailer park where it's not up an Erev, right?
Where what?
So I put up an Erev.
Yeah.
In a trailer park. I could put Schach over the Erev and then it's also equipped.
That would be a machlekes, the Mordechai, and the other Rishonim from last sugya. Does the Tzuras HaPesach work for Sukkah? Ran says no. We Paskin no. But the Mordechai and who else? And who else, Schultz? The Rush. Excellent. Mordechai and the Rush would hold you could use the Tzuras HaPesach for the Mechitza. We do not Paskin like that. We Paskin like the Ran from last sugya. Yeah. Right. Weiter. So what capacity are you doing? So let's see Rashi. Let's start from Rashi. Let's start from square one. Rabbi Yisai, just to give a little background. If you don't have three walls and you don't have some sort of structure on three sides, there's nothing to talk about. That's not even a reshus on Shabbos. Mida oraisa. If you have something on three sides... You're not allowed and not permitted to carry on a level of what? Midrabbanan. That was that language, Weschler, of Mitaltel versus Zorik. What the Ran meant was, there's a difference between something's going to be a structure midoraisa, even though Midrabbanan is not going to be usable. Why? I still want to know what the nature of that Rishus is. Let's say you have a three-sided structure on Shabbos, right? And now I carry into that structure. So even though... Chazal told me that I can't walk around that structure and I can't use it normally because Midrabbanan, they didn't allow anything unless it has four sides to it. But there's still going to be ramifications for me to size up whether Minat Torah, that's going to be a Rosh Hashayachid. Why, Rabosei? Because if I carry it in there, even though there's nothing on the fourth side, what? I get Skila. So that's a little bit of a nafkamina. Okay? Just a little bit. Okay?
It's only a sidra
no. So that's wrong. It's an issa d'rabbanan to carry within it. But to take from the Rishus HaRabim and bring it in there, or through the Rishus HaRabim, or from that Rishus, to bring it to the Rishus HaRabim, that's a malacha d'oraisa called hotzah. Why? Because on a level of d'oraisa, I define that to be a Rishus HaYachid. Now, how does that become a Rishus HaYachid, Rabosai, on a level of d'oraisa? What's the answer? No. Before me go, just I'm talking Hilchot Shabbos right now, Rabosai. How does something become a Rishus HaYachid on a level of d'oraisa? Just a little background. It needs how many walls?
Three
mechitzas. Now, there's two ways to understand those three mechitzas. Either three full mechitzas, or it's enough. There's one sheet in the Gemara that holds what? That lechi is also mishum mechitza. If you have a lechi, which is a little pole, on the other side, lechi, what's the reason Chazal were mitaka that you could have a lechi? Lechi is either acting as a mechitza, or lechi is a reminder not to carry into the Rishus HaRabim. That is a sugya in the Seches Erevin. Lechi mishum mai. Now, this is not the classic case of a lechi. I'm going to tell you what the classic case and the first parak of Maseches Erevin is. You guys need a little bit of background, so let me go for a little bit. This is the classic Rishus HaYachid, right? Three walls, right? Chazal said, midrabanan, it's usher for you to be metaltal here. Midrabanan. If you carry from here to the Rishus HaRabim, you're chayev skila. Midoraisa, there's no way they can change this from being a Rishus HaYachid and you're violating Otsah. Midrabanan, you cannot carry here. Why? Because there's nothing on the fourth side. Midrabanan, you need something on the fourth side. That is the first mission in Erevin and the first parak of Maseches Erevin. Either you need a lechi, a pole, or what's the other option of Isaiah on a balboni? A korah, which is a pole on the top. Okay? There is a machloikis between Rabbah and Rava in the Gemara in Sukkah.
Rabbah and Rava, that's interesting.
Whether or not lechi, that's put over here, is it mishum mechitza, or is lechi mishum what? Hecker, simon. Good. That's the background that I'm giving you. Okay? But my Rabbi Yisai, what do we have over here? A sukkah? With a what? With a shlishi afilu?
Tefach.
Now let's read Rashi, with all the background I just gave you. Now let's try to make some sense of this very difficult sugya. The chen l'shabbos. Af al pi shetzarech l'shabbos shalosh mechitzis. First of the wide lines. Le'asos rishus hayachid. Even though in order to be a real bona fide rishus hayachid for Shabbos, you need how much? Three walls. Shel sukkis mutter lismoich al mechitzis hasukkah. When it comes to sukkis, you can rely on the mechitza of the sukkah. Im asav rishus harabim samach lepischo. If you made it in Rishus HaRabim near your sukkah, wow. De'ein bo ela shtayim kel chasam mishlish yafilu tefach. That only have the limited amount of walls, two walls and a little bit. Machnis umotzi emenu lebeso. You can bring from there back and forth, no problem, even when there's a Rishus HaRabim near it. V'afal gav, says Rashi, and even though, dibishar shabbos is low mystery, and even though on all Shabbos it is not mutter, bishar mechitza she'en and shol sukkah loy mishter ba'ochi l'shabbos de sukkah sharia, but this chiddush hazman, this chol hamoed sukkis, this moedik Shabbos that has a cleaving of two kedushas of Shabbos and sukkah together, sharia, it's going to be matter. Demigu da'ahu tefach. Now Rabbi said, listen up. I'm going to say something. I'm going to read something that I want you to be medayik from. The migo da'u tefach agmere rachmona lemoishe b'mechitza sukkah de lahave le doifin shlema le sukkah have a doifin nami b'shabbos de sukkah le'inyan Shabbos. What did Rashi just say? Migo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu that little tefach works on a level of d'oraisa to be a mechitza for sukkah, now that's going to work to even apply to Shabbos. My Rebbe Rabbi said, give me 1 minute. I would ask you, with just reading our Gemara and reading Shitas Rashi, is this Migo working to be Matir something that on every other Shabbos would have been an Us Isser de Oraisa?
Yes.
The answer is yes. That's the Poshet Pshat in our Sugya. The reason why I'm doing this and I'm stating this and I'm making a fuss about this is because this is not the opinion of many of the Rishayim. We'll see who doesn't hold like this. I didn't say the Ran. But the Ran quotes Rishayim, and they're in the Ritva, that held that this Migo only helps for issues midirabbanon and for being matir dirabbanon impediments. But no one would have the chutzpah to say that this Migo would work on a level of Doraisa. And in addition to those Rishayim, Rabbi Yisai, this is also the opinion of the Pnei Yehoshua. I didn't put it on the Marmakoyim, as Rabbi said, but if you can, next week, take a look at the Pnei Yehoshua. Pnei Yehoshua starts off our sugya and says, don't you dare tell me that this Gemara is having a capacity and telling you that now it's creating a Rishus HaYachid De'oraisa. This was a Rishus HaYachid De'oraisa. Why was it Rishus HaYachid De'oraisa beforehand? So Pnei Yehoshua gives three different options as a premise, as a backbone to the sugya, in order to play down the chiddush of our Gemara, to make sure that what's happening over here is only midrabbanan. And the Migo is a much lesser chiddush than we thought. How does he bring this down to be a drabbanan? Again, there's a Rishus HaRabim that's all around here. How are we now saying that this is not a Rishus HaRabim, d'oraisa, and it's already Rishus HaRabim, it's Rishus HaYachid d'oraisa with just two walls and a tefach? So number one, the Pnei Yehoshua says, have a different girsa in your Gemara. Goris who? Who's the Ma'ala Memra, Rabbi Yisai? So if you change it to Rabba, and you look at Meseches Erevin, Rabbi Yisai, what's Rabba's Shita? Lech is Mishum, Mechitza. If Lech is Mishum Mechitza, how many Mechitzas do I have over here, Rabbi Yisai?
Three
walls. Once I have three walls, it's already Goris. And even if you don't want to say that it's going according to Rabbah, and you don't want to have that girsa, says the Pnei Yehoshua, Chiddush Nifla, two walls already perhaps block traffic, and it makes that area to be a Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan and not a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, because people can't walk easily. That's Chiddush number two of the Pnei Yehoshua. Chiddush number three of the Pnei Yehoshua, which you're not going to want to miss, Nata.
Or at least I thought so.
Chiddush number three of the Pnei Yehoshua, Rabbi Yisai, is this is not a Rishus HaRabim, not because this counts as a mechitza, because Rabbah, not because these walls block traffic and it's not a thoroughfare, which makes sense, Rabbi Yisai. When you have a Rishus HaRabim to a Raisa, one of the klalim Rishus HaRabim is that the Rabbim are bokimbo, the Rabbim are passing by it. It's easy, it's constant traffic that are coming through. When we have walls over here, this might not constitute a Rishus HaYachid to a Raisa, but what? It's also not a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. So what is it? If it's not a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, what is it? La'alacha, Rabbi Yisai? Starts with a chaf and it ends with a taf? Or a saf?
Carmelis.
It's a carmelis. A Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan. Something which is not a Rishus HaYachid, but also is not a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, so that would be a carmelis. So the Pnei Yehoshua starts with those two anachas and says, ah! So the Migo was only on a level D'Rabbanan. It was only permitting rabbinic Yisurim. It wasn't permitting biblical Yisurim. Unlike we're being medayik from Rashi, and the pashas in Rashi. The third pshat is a gevaldige pshat, Rabbi Yisai. It's a halacha. If you have a Rishus HaRabim, anyone even know Rabbi Ram? Yeah? So Rabbi Ram is a Rav in the Lower East Side. Rabbi Ram is a tremendous Talmud Chacham. I'm a big fan of Rabbi Ram. Rabbi Ram, you're in Rabbi Ram? So Rabbi Ram had a gevaldig achat. You know, in the Lower East Side, Rabbi Yisai, whose domain is that? Whose domain is the Lower East Side? The Moshe Chaim. So Rabbi Moshe was a big believer that you can't carry in the city. Rabbi Moshe was a big believer that there is a Rishus HaRabim, right? But Rabbi Ram is a Rav of a different shul in the Lower East Side. Which shul is he the Rav of?
Israel.
Can't remember now.
KJ's
upper west.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not.
KJ's
not the Lower East Side. No, MTJ is the Lower East Side. Okay, I can't remember.
Listen to what Rams Chaplis. He was going to try to make the Eruv even acceptable according to Rav David Feinstein. Shh. Whether or not they carry or they're not, I don't want to discuss right now. So said Rav Ram, Ram had a chap.
He took the street, two sides of the street,
he took string, and he took the Yesoidus of Lovut,
and he put them across the street, above the street, by the traffic light.
Wow.
Three strings. Maybe we can go on a trip and we can go see it.
Straight. All right, it's going across. Rabbi, he basically made a ceiling to the Rosh Hashanah. The halacha is that if you have a ceiling over Rosh Hashanah, it's not Rosh Hashanah
d'oraisa. Just three strings for the whole city?
He messed up the whole Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
That's all it takes is three strings?
Well, that was what his husband was, right, yeah.
So
regular strings.
Are they high?
You can ask him all the details. I don't know anything. I never saw them. Rabbi Yisai, but what's the premise? The premise is a Rosh Hasharabim that's Makura, that has a Gag, is not a Rosh Hasharabim. So what does the Pnei Yoshua say? Of course this Sugi is Durabanan. Why is it Sugi Durabanan? Because it's a Sukkah. And it has what? Has Chach. So some of the Poskim don't like it because it's Chacharai. It's not Keva. It's not... Okay, but for one of those three reasons, the Pnei Yoshua played down the entire premise of our sugya, that this Migo was only working on a level of Derabbanan. And we'll see in Mirtz Hashem in a second why the Rishonim came to that same conclusion without the Rayas that the Pnei Yoshua shifted it down to be only on a level of Derabbanan, not on a level of Derabbanan. But Rabbi Yisai, the Pashas, like I said, is that I think the Rashi is being matir even on a level of the Raisa, even though you don't have the credentials over here, and it were not to be Sukkis, this would not be Rosh Sayochid on a level of the Raisa, comes along the Heilige Migo, comes along the Heilige Kedushas Hazman of Shabbos Cholamoid Sukkis, and changes Dinim Min HaToyro, just like that. Do you believe in magic? Poof. Rabbi Yisai, this is the opinion of the Ran as well. Talk to Heilige Ran, Ezra, yeah.
You say that by one child, but when I contemplate, if you say by one, then you apply to the whole thing. So if you say by one child, why would you not say that you apply to all the child? So I understand that even though it's one specific mom of Holmoy, so once you're going to say it by one child, so why would not worry that you can say
hold on. The answer to your question will be in a later Ran. A later Ran. The Ron, not the Ron that I'm currently going to do, but the Ron will answer that question in the fundamental shot of the Migo. Yeah, Mal.
When Rashi says self-employed Rosh Hashanah, how close do you have to get? If it's like within three albums, is that...
Samach Rosh Hashanah, you mean? It is a Rosh Hashanah.
The Sukkah is a Rosh Hashanah.
It is a Rosh Hashanah.
It's a Rosh Hashanah, but right. It says it has to be close to your hat to carry out of the Sukkah. Close to the Rosh Hashanah. How close do you turn?
1 second. Machnis motzi emenu lebeiso. Where are you referring to? Aval bishatarach l'shabbos shalosh mechitz last rishis yachad shabbos shalosh sukkos motulis mocha mechitzah sukkay masav rishis rabim samach lepischo.
Samach lepischo. That's what I'm referring to. How close?
Oh no, yes. Yeah. So the point is that I can only carry. It can't be.
Is it an issue of carrying or transferring?
Yeah, meaning if he's ratcheting like this. Let's say this is my sukkah, right? And this was my house, okay? This is my kitchen door, okay? Right? And there's a Rosh Hashanah going through in the middle, right? I can't carry here.
Really? Yeah.
Because now I just violate Otsal. You might have a Migo over here that this isn't Rosh Hashanah, but this is. So Rashi's saying you need to be right away from here to here.
Yeah.
You can't carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah there and Rosh Hashanah.
But if it's like within three amos, for example, if it's not carrying, is it still an issue of transferring or is it not?
You want to know la halacha on Shabbos.
This wouldn't be different for this sugi. You want to know the following shaila. I want to carry pachus midalat amis. So if you stop outside, that would be a problem.
You're jumping.
Because if you stop outside, you did a hanocha in Rosh Hasharab. So it doesn't matter how large of the area that you're in Rosh Hasharabim, you just violated Hotzah. You understand?
Yeah.
The second I step outside from my house to Rosh Hasharabim, that's a malach of Hotzah. Once I walk on one step. That step is the malach. What you're referring to is the malach of Mavir Dalat Amos Rosh Hasharabim. A person doesn't have the ability to walk without Rosh Hasharabim from one step of Rosh Hasharabim to another step of Rosh Hasharabim. If he picks up an item and carries it from the beginning of four Amos to the end of four Amos. Okay? Good. Rabbi Isai, let's see the Ran. Yeah.
So, if Shabbos is the second holiest day of the year, why wouldn't it be the opposite case where the sukkah on Shabbos would have to become three walls instead of the...
Stay tuned. It's the bottom line of the Gemara. Migo da b'doy from linyan Shabbos, da b'doy from linyan sukkah.
No, getting it.
Again. Oh my gosh.
That's what he's asking.
What?
No, I get that. Why can't they just say that? Because the Shabbos sukkah becomes, has to have three walls.
Second round.
You're asking why don't you flip the Migo?
Yes,
that's
we're getting there. No, that's the Ron's kasha, the Ron and the Ritzvah. Great. What? What? Oh, we'll get to it. Okay, we're not there. You guys are jumping ahead. Great. Ron's going to ask your kasha. Zok the Heiliger Ron, everybody say. Again, the Ron says, V'chitema. V'chitema v'kevin da'asika d'dofen shlishis tefach b'pachos mishloisha v'tzuris ha'pesach ma'ani amayi tzrichin l'migo l'inyan yisura de'oraisa. So again, the Ran, assuming the premise against the Pnei Yeshua, like we were medayik from Rashi, this migo is working on a level of de'oraisa, he challenges our entire migo. Why does he challenge our entire migo, Rabbi Isai? Because the Ran says you got to learn Masechah Sukkah like a mensch. You got to build and learn continuity. If you miss one shiur, you're not going to get the next shiur. So says the Ran, everyone remember last sugya? Says the Ran, Tefach Sheikhik was a fleeting habam, you know, was a stage that was temporary. But what is Tefach Sheikh? What is a Tefach? Tefach first changed into Tefach Sheikhik, right? It became larger. And then what? And then it needed Tzuris HaPesach. Frek the Ran, Doraisa? You need this for a Doraisa? You're holding Rashi's territory? Right? Pei Yeshua would be saying, I don't hear your kasha. Right? Pei Yeshua would be, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Didn't you hear my three-prong argument, what I just presented, that this whole sugya was not on the level of Doraisa? Right? Pei Yeshua would be fine, right? But the Ran says, but I want to support this Gemara on a level of Doraisa. I want this to be a good Hasidic Shavar. I want it to be koich hazman with the utmost capacity. But I'm stuck. Because l'maisa, I have a third wall on the level of deraisa. Based on last week's sugya. And guess what? That was Rava. Tefach sheichik, with the tzuras ha-pesach. Who in their right mind is not going to be matir that on Shabbos? Everyone chap the kasha? There's no great shakes. We built this whole shmooze about Migo, but the second we finished the Parsha shmooze, we didn't open the Gemaras, we didn't see the sources inside, the Ran says, it's a nice shmooze, but it's not true. Says the Ran, it is true. And I'll tell you why. First of all, and I apologize to those guys who weren't here in the first semester, we spent a long time in the sugya, Gevaldige sugya. Says the Ran, what's the halacha if you have a sukkah like this? Jeremy, speak it out. How large is this wall? Good. How large is this wall? How large is this wall? Good. Doesn't have to be 15. Jeremy just chose randomly 15. Great. Says the Gemara on Daf Yutes that what? That I am allowed to sit where? As long as there's schach going the entire... I'm allowed to even sit here, as long as there's schach on top of me. Right? Says the Ran,
But on Shabbos, I'm not mukaf mechitzis. On Shabbos, there's nothing surrounding me over here. There's only two walls. How do you know you could sit there on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos on a level of D'oraisa? The answer is what? It starts with the man and ends with the bone.
Migo.
Azoy Zok D'Ran. D'Ran says another teretz. Also, based on what the Gemara just told me, that there's a difference between the mechitzas of Shabbos and the mechitzas of Sukkos. What's the difference between the mechitzas of Shabbos and the mechitzas of Sukkos? Rabbi Yisai, what's the answer? There's one difference between the mechitzas of Shabbos and mechitzas of Sukkos, that by Sukkah you're allowed to have what? Haritz Merubah La'aymi. But when it comes to Shabbos, you have to have Aymi Merubah La'aparotz. So what happens, says the Ran, if you have three walls, you're all good, you have your Tefach Shoichik and you have your Tzuris HaPesach, exactly like the Ran pointed out from the last Gemara. But bottom line, what do I have over here? I only have Haritz Merubah La'aymi. It's three walls, but it's three walls with parts Merubah La'omid. There's more airspace, more than wall. Says the Ran, why am I allowed to sit there on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos? The answer is, starts with a mem and ends with a vav. Migo. Why?
Probably just said that was the whole machlokes between like Sephardis and
Ashkenazis. No, this is the whole machlokes Sephardis and Ashkenazis.
Tzuris HaPesach.
Tzuris HaPesach, four directions.
Real wall.
But we still hold to the din of Omen Merubah La'aparotz. When you don't have Tzuris HaPesach, you don't have anything. I mean, parts Merubah La'omid. No, if you have, again, if you don't have any structure, no Tzuris HaPesach, and no nothing, it still will be a problem. What?
It's still parts Merubah La'omid.
Where?
On that one wall.
It's still parts Merubah, then that's a problem, then that's a problem, then that's a problem even according to us. When I go around my city and I have Tzuris HaPesach, I can't have Paris Merubah La'omid. I have to have much more Tzuris HaPesach than anything else. You can't have gaps.
But there's so much space in between each one.
No, there isn't. If there's, first of all, if there's 10 amas between every Tzuris HaPesach, guess what? Your air is possible.
So less than 10 amas is fine?
I don't want to talk about it.
That's a lot.
According to many posts, according to Shulchan Aruch, less than 10 amas is fine, yes.
That's a lot. Like, if you have a pole, and then you have the string on top, then you have another pole less than 10 amas away.
No. You're not understanding, guys. I don't want to get into this, but the Tzuris HaPesach is not a space. That's a wall. According to the Rambam, it's not exactly like space. The Rambam just says you can't have Tzuris HaPesach on all four sides. You're right. According to the Rambam, if you have Paritz Merubah La'omid, meaning just Tzuris HaPesach structures, that's a problem. You have to have walls and the Tzuris HaPesach.
This would work?
I know. No, I didn't say that.
Also, there's a problem.
You're asking according to the Rambam?
Yes.
According to the Rambam...
Not Psalm, the second terrace to the Rambam.
Parts Merubah La'omid?
Yeah.
Why can't the Rambam say exactly what the Ran's saying that's Migo? The Ran's saying even according to us. You have mamish airspace. Yeah, but the Ran's saying even according to us, if you have no Tzuris HaPesach, you have parts Merubah La'omid more than all your structures. It would still work. Why? Because of the Migo. So the Rambam would hold that also, L'chora. Good. So Rabbi said we answered according to the Ran why you still need this on a level of D'oraisa, even if you have a Tzuris HaPesach, and you have a structure on the third side, and you have more than just a Tefach. Those that take the approach of the Pnei Yeshua, and what the Ritva quotes from his Rabosa, that understood this Gemara only on a level of the Rabbanon, Rabbi Yisai, so they're going to answer the Ran's Kasha. They're going to answer the Ran's Kasha by saying what? That you're right. And that's why we weren't matter anything on a level of D'oraisa. I mean, the reason why, what the Ran introduced to us as saying that this Gemara is even being matter on a level of D'oraisa, but why do I need it to be matter on a level of D'oraisa? I have a third wall, a Tzuris HaPesach. So that is a riot to the other Rishonim to say, yeah, this Migo was only Matar on a level of Darabanan. That's the simplest answer to the Ran's Kasha. But the Ran didn't want to say that. And Rashi's not going to say that.
Now, Rabbis, I have to be honest. Rashi doesn't mention anything about a Tzuras HaPesach. And it's a little bit interesting why Rashi ignored the Tzuras HaPesach. Why does Rashi not talk about what the Ran has an issue with, that here we're not just dealing with a Shlishas HaFilu Tefach. Shlishas HaFilu Tefach is only kosher if what? If you have a Tzuras HaPesach. Could it possibly mean
what? That Rashi holds on a level of the Araisa, you don't need Tzuras HaPesach, and last Sivya was only on a level of what? Rabbana. You remember, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to learn the Taisus on Amid Beis. I quoted this when we did the Bris Karav. I quoted to you a Shita of the Rishonim that hold all the additions in the last Sivya might have only been on a level of the Rabbana. I don't know. I don't know for sure. But it's telling the fact that Rashi doesn't mention anything when it comes to Tzuras HaPesach, and he's matter this with just Shlishas HaFilu Tefach on a level of Daraisa alone. Mar Rabbi Yisai, what's interesting about this whole sugya is that the Rif is silent. The Rif does not bring down this sugya at all. And the Ran points this out. And the Ran says as follows, at the end of the paragraph that I was just reading, for Rav Avhasi zal lo kosvel lo hodu rava behilchos, ulefichach doch gulaymer da hodu rava lesa el la shav yurishas hayochid, lechayev azorik lesocho, the Ran says, you want to know why the Rif didn't bring down the sugya? Because let's go back to the beginning of Shira, Rabbi Yisai. What are we creating over here? We're creating what? Or Shus HaYachid? At least on a level of Daraisa, right? But comes along the Ran, even if you have this in Meseches Erevin, practically, are you allowed to walk around here? La halacha? What's the answer? Say it again. No. Why? Because midrabanan, any area that has just three walls, even though on a level of the Raisa, it's Rishas HaYachid, and you be chayev skila if you carry from here to the Rishas HaRabin, but midrabanan, you need some sort of matir on the fourth wall. Either a lechi, a korah, fine. So comes along the Ran and says, you want to know why the Rif didn't bring down our sugya? Because the Rif is a halachic sefer. The Rif tells you halachos. And it's very nice that we're telling you in theory, he compiles all the halach lemaisa from every sugya. So comes along the Ran, it's very nice that I just explained to you different cases that on the level of the Araisa, this is going to be chayev le'inyan hotza, and you might get skila from all this, even in this area, because of the migo. But bottom line, are you allowed to carry, says the Ran? Are you allowed to use that and utilize it as a Rishas HaYachid? Says the Ran, the Rif held no. Because you're missing something on the Ruach Revis. You're missing something on the fourth side. So that's why the Rif did not bring this down. The Rif only brought things that were practical, and that's why he didn't bring down our Sugya whatsoever. Rabbi Yisai, who, before that we saw already, we're going to say clearly, another Rishon that clearly disagrees with the Ran, but who already that we read disagrees with the Ran?
Rashi.
How do you know Rashi disagrees with the Ran?
The only other Rishon we read.
Great answer.
Barakah.
Who? How do we know, Rabbi Yisai? What? Says even the Araisa, and he also says, Rabbi Yisai, Metaltum Masocho. Sounds like from Rashi, this is not only in theory on a level of the Araisa, whether or not you're going to be Chayev and Usser on a level of the Araisa to carry to do halacha otza and not nafkamina to kill you, Rashi's telling you, you're allowed to use it. You can practically use it. This is a heter, even on a level of what? Not only the Araisa, but even on a level the Rabbanon. Mer Rabbi Yisai, who says this Beferish? Who's the other Rishon that deals with why the Rif left this out and takes the opposite extreme of the Ran's approach in Das HaRif? The Rush. What does the Rush say? The Rush asks the same exact kasha. Why did the Rif leave out our sugya that Nigo has ramifications la halacha? Why did he leave it out? Said the Rush. You want to know the answer? It's what we said 10 minutes ago. It was assuming what? There's a Tzuras HaPesach here. You need Tech HaShoch again in Tzuras HaPesach. You have a third wall. So of course this works. And the Rush sounds like, according to the Rush, what? You could even what? The Rif held that this was a Davar Pashut. And it sounds like, according to the Rush, you could even use it, and you could even utilize it. So what the Ran thought in Das HaRif, that you wouldn't be allowed to use our structure on a level Derabanan, the Rush said, no, it was so Pashut to the Rif. Once you have a Tzuras HaPesach on the third side, that what? That you didn't even have to tell us this. Fascinating Machlokes. Now, Rabbi said, the Rush is saying the Rif didn't even have to waste our time to tell us this Chiddush. Now I ask you a question. And this is Gabe's question. And it's Rabbi Yashiv's question. I don't understand. The Rush didn't think that the Rif had an aftamina to tell me in this structure because you have a Tzuras HaPesach? Rabbi Yisai, Gabe was mechavin to Rabbi Yashiv. I'd like to be mechavin to Rabbi Yashiv's kashas. What's Gabe's kasha? I have a very good nafkamina, said Gabe, according to the Rif. That is a reason for the Rif to tell me this case. On 11th RSC, even after there's a Tzuras HaPesach. What is it? Sal. The Ran's case. Parts Ruv al Omid. Why didn't the Rush figure out any of these cases? Why didn't he say any of these situations? That's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha that the Rush should have thought that the Rif had to tell me these chidushim in these scenarios when you don't have a continuous wall further on like the Ran developed in Shitas HaRif. Rabbi Sai, what? Rabbi Sai, that's bottom line what the Rush holds in Shitas HaRif. The Rif held that this was so pashut, and he didn't even have to bring it down, not because he doesn't hold of it la'alacha, the opposite extreme of the Ran. He holds of it la'alacha, and he holds it pashut. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Sai, here's my kasha, both on Rashi and the Rush, this approach of the Rush towards the Rif Shita. At the end of the day, what are you missing? You're missing a fourth wall. It's very nice. The Ran's very compelling over here. It's very nice that the Ran is telling me on a level of Deoraisa, even though I have a Tzuras HaPesach, this has Chidushim, because this is still considered Rishus HaYachid. Good. I hear. But Lamaisa, to now be Matar on a level of Derabanan, when the rabbis told me in Maseches Erevin that I need some sort of Matar on the fourth side, do I have that over here? No. So the Ran's right. That's why the Rif left it out. How will anyone else argue with that? Migo David Deifel and Yitzchabis have a David Deifel and Yitzchuk have a Deifel and Yitzchabis. How could anyone say that now it's Mutal L'Talfel? It's a fundamental question. Rabbi said, what is going on here? How can the Rishonim dispute whether or not just by clarifying three sides, now it's Mutter? Yeah, Jeremy.
Can we just focus whether or not I need four or three walls to
gain? You finished the fresco? What?
Can we just focus whether or not I need three or four walls to gain?
Well, no, can't be.
Isn't it just like...
In Erevin, on a regular Shabbos, no one holds that you can carry with just three walls. It begins the first mission in Erevin. You need four walls. On a level of Derabanan, they needed some sort of heter on the level of Derabanan not to carry into the Rosh Hashanah. No, I was joking. I want to save some for you. Give me a drop. Stop. Marco.
So what's the smoky
amigo? What? That's exactly my kasha, Jeremy. That's exactly my kasha. But boys, if you hear my kasha, Sam, you hear my kasha? What's my kasha? How can what? Rabbi say? Which rabbi? The reform rabbi? What are you talking about? Yeah. No, we're done with you.
He's still
a Jewish. Rabbi Sai, how could anyone be matir over here? L'chaira, there's something fascinating going behind the scenes of this Gemara, Rabbi Sai. This machloikis, Rabbi Sai, is changing the entire perspective of the sugya. Jeremy, hear me out. It's true. There's a migo over here. What is the Migo telling you? There's two ways I can learn this Gemara. In addition to everything that we spoke about, the Raisa Drabana. Is the Migo a Chiddush
in the Daifin? Or is Amigo a Chiddush? Schultz, you're going to miss this. Amigo a Chiddush in the Rishus of the Sukkah. Once the Torah saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that on Sukkis, this is considered a Daifen, so now you can have one approach to the Sukkah and say that Daifen now also works for the halachas of Shabbos. It's also a good qualified Daifen. And now you have Chedushim that every other Shabbos of the year I would tell you this is not a Rosh HaYachid, and now I'm going to throw you off a cliff and throw stones at you. Good? Or one could say something even deeper. Once the Torah told you that this is your domain for Sukkis, now the Torah is telling you that this is your domain for Shabbos. What's the nafkamina? If I want to say things in addition to just thanks, I don't want to just extend a wall on the third side. I want to what? I want to be matir, to be metaltel, to permit a person to carry in the whole area. How do I do that? Depends what you extrapolate from the sugya of Sukkis. If the Migo is just telling you halacha in tfanis, so then what? At the end of the day, you're going to be missing something fundamental in your Rishus HaYochid, Rabbi Yisai. What are you going to be missing? A heter to be metaltel! Because you're missing what? Number four! You're missing a heter on the fourth side. You're against the sugya Maseches Erevin. Masha'enkin, if I learn the uptight of this sugya to be one Rabbi Yisai, that you're not just being Mater Adoifen. That was one of the parameters, that was one of the dimensions of this Migo. But the other dimension of this Migo is what, Rabbi Yisai? That this is a Rishus HaMuteres for Shabbos, for Sukkah, and now it's a Rishus HaMuteres for Shabbos. So now it could be Matir, anything that the Rishus requires. The Migo is now telling us that either we don't care about the fourth side, or we can view it as if there's something on the fourth side. Now, we can explain this Machlokes Mishnayim on whether or not the Migo even works on a level of what? A level of Daraisa and a level Darabon. Did we say, very nice Midoraisa? The Ron had the approach, very nice Midoraisa. But the Riff left it out, why? Because the Riff said, bottom line, what? You're missing. You're missing, you're missing. Apparently the Ron held because it was only a Chiddush, at least according to the Riff, within the Ron's explanation of the Riff, it was only a Chiddush within the Daifin. But you're still missing on a level of the Rabbanu, the Heter on the fourth wall for the Rishus. Masha'inkin, if you hold no, the Migo itself permits the entire area. Perhaps the Migo was a Chiddush even in the Rishus. Or perhaps a person could just take a Balabatish approach. Very Balabatish, Rabbi said. True. It's us from the Rabbanon. You don't have a heter on the Rabbanon wall. But what? But b'makum, the mitzvah sukkah. You're a matter, this is the Rabbanon. When you're only limiting the Yisurim the Rabbanon, so we weren't as concerned with that issue of the Rabbanon, much less lamda shipshat. But not depending on the Migo. The Migo, according to both sides, was only in the Dolphin, was only on the third side. And now, whether or not I have this classic impediment that I have on a regular Shabbos is a shayla, where Rabbanon matir l'tzarech, the mitzvah of sukkah, where they matir the yisur de Rabbanon of carrying in a three-walled area, not a fourth-walled area. Rabbi Yisai, what we still have to develop is why were we so convinced that we should say the Migo in this direction? Jacob's question. Migo d'abedoyfin l'nyan sukkah, abedoyfin l'nyan Shabbos. Why? Why don't we say, why don't we say, fakir? The Ron asked this kasha, the Ritva asked this kasha. Why doesn't one say, amigo l'hachmir? Why doesn't one say, you have a shayla of which direction to take? Should Shabbos work? Tadim shenu tadim kaidim shkayach. No idea why that applies, but... Doesn't
But Rabbi Yisai, you have options of which area of halacha should prevail. You have options of which area should prevail. So mehechetesi, to choose that sukkah should be overbearing over Shabbos. Why shouldn't Shabbos be overbearing over sukkah, which we already have precedence for, Rabbi Yisai? How do we know that Shabbos could be overbearing over sukkah, Rabbi Yisai? Give me a raya. That's an Issa D'Rabbanan. How do you know that that there can be an impression of Shabbos over sukkah?
You need more structure in space.
If it breaks, no, you can't fix it.
Guys, come on.
Why sukkah is more structure than Shabbos?
No, that Shabbos is now having impressions over sukkah. You guys are going to kill yourself when I tell you. It's the Hemshech of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say in the Hemshech? Sichach al gabi what? Sichach al gabi mavo. And what's the Migo? What's the other way? Migo davidoifim leinyin Shabbos. Havidoifim leinyin Sukkah. You see, you do say the Migo that way. So why don't we say what we say in the end of the Gemara, the next Gemara that we're going to have to talk about next week? Yeah. You really want to say that?
No.
Hadir Rishayna Tadir Tadir Kodem, once again, is only halacha in taking precedence. When you have the option of which one should precede the other. This has nothing to do with Tadir Rishayna Tadir Kodem. This has to do with transforming a halacha. And which area of halacha is going to be the one that influences the other area. So why does the Gemara assume as a davar pashut to take the rules of Sukkah and influence the rules of Shabbos, however you're going to translate that, whether under Raisa, the Rabbanan, the Rabbis, the Rashi, the Pinachuas, the Ritvas, fine. Whether or not it's going to be Matir and Gansin, the Rabbanan, or only the Raisa, fine. But what's the premise? Sukkah's influencing Shabbos. Lama. Let Shabbos influence Sukkah and say what? And say what, Rabbi Yisai? Say that it's not a wall. Say that it's Lahachmer. Rabbi said we have a suffix over here. Suffix, whether or not this should work. And it's a suffix what? A suffix, the Raisa L'chumra. Who's going to be very happy with our question? The Rif, the Peyoshua, those that understand that this Gemara... No, not the Rif. No, the Rif's not all that, no. The Peyoshua. Whoa.
Whoa.
What do you mean?
Brooklyn.
What do you mean? Check your notes from the rest of the year. Might have the answer. Serious. Yeah.
It's not a question of precedence.
Then, check your notes the rest of the year.
It's a question of status. So, it's not saying that Shabbos is overbearing Sukkot or Sukkot is overbearing Shabbos. Once it's considered a wall on Sukkot, you can't say, oh, it's a wall for this and not for that. If it's a wall on this day, it's a wall.
So why do you say
so for your Shabbos wall is a wall and your Sukkot wall is a wall.
So why don't you say, since it's not a wall for Shabbos, so then for Sukkot it's not going to work.
You're saying the inclusion of everything. Because it's being given status, the causal motion, you see that, that's considered a wall.
Let's take away that. Stop being so inclusive, stop being such a nice guy, and let's be exclusive. And let's say that it should have worked. Shabbos should tell you, sorry, it's a nice wall, but not today, because Shabbos wins. Wow. When do we ever do Migos?
Ooh.
That wasn't Tosos. I'm saying, like, this whole sukkah is a chiddush. How do you know it goes in this direction? I don't know. Something the rice will come or why don't we matter?
If you want to say that, then you want to say each thing is
all. Oh, so Jeremy is answering the first answer. The Ritva asked this kasha, and the Ritva says, you know what? Our entire sugya was only being matir the fourth wall. It was only being matir the Rabbanan. Our entire sugya is being matir the Rabbanan. And the Pnei Yeshua says, that's why you could be mako and go lakula. Because suffik derabanan what? Lakula, we can be mako by derabanans. So you have a choice which way to take the direction of the migo. To take it from sukkah to Shabbos or from Shabbos to sukkah. So says the Ritva, says the Pnei Yeshua, since in the first place we're only dealing with the issue on a level of derabanan, so we're mako. And we say it's good. And we let you have that, we let you run with the kula. Suffik derabanan lakula, derabanans we're mako about, that's why. It's because niskasha that the Rishonim were so easy with the direction of the Migo. And we're not for the... Schultz, come on. Put it away. Get rid of it. Don't leave it in your apartments, guys. Stop having distractions. Rabbi, but it's mikoyach miskasha that the Rishonim said, because otherwise I wouldn't have had to say like Jacob. Otherwise I would have had to say what? This is not good. Be machmir on a level of daraisa. So Rabbi, we're not satisfied with that. Although some Rishonim went that route and said it's only Darabonon, so it's Heim Omer Beheim Omer, they have the opinion, they have the ability to be Mako, but Rabbi, we proved what? That our wall is going to work, at least according to the Ran and according to Rashi, that's going to work on a level of Daraisa. We better get a better answer to this question to save the Ran and Shita's Rashi. Chevra, Sunday Shir. Looking forward to seeing all of you. Sunday on a Halo.